वेलकम फ्रेंड्स टू लिटरेचर मंत्रा. आई एम हर्ष सिंह एंड इन दिस ऑडियो विल डिस्कस द राइटर विलियम शेक्सपियर. ठीक है, विलियम शेक्सपियर हिज डेट्स आर फ्रॉम 1564 टू 1616. ठीक है, नाउ कीप इन माइंड दैट विलियम शेक्सपियर इज ऑलवेज इंपॉर्टेंट. यू शुड ट्राई टू नोट डाउन एवरी माइन्यूट एंड पॉसिबल डिटेल वेर एवर यू रीड. ठीक है, बिकॉज यू नेवर नो ऑन व्हाट डिटेल ऑफ शेक्सपियर और रिलेटेड टू शेक्सपियर अ क्वेश्चन मे कम इन द एग्जाम. ठीक है, नाउ लेट मी टेल यू दैट विलियम शेक्सपियर, यस, he is famous world over as a dramatist, a poet and a dramatist, but in his lifetime he was also an actor. He acted in many of his plays that he wrote. ठीक है, he was born in a place called Stratford upon Avon. ठीक है, Stratford upon Avon, and perhaps this is one of the reasons why he is often referred to as the Bard of Avon. ठीक है, the Bard of Avon, B-A-R-D, Bard. And Bard upon Avon is just a kind of sobriquet. ठीक है, it's a kind of sobriquet कहते हैं, S-O-B-R-I-Q-U-E-T. So a kind of nickname. Now with respect to his plays, in total there are 37 plays that he has written. ठीक है, and the number of sonnets that he has written are 154. ठीक है, 154 सोनेट्स भी लिखे हैं इन्होंने. Afterwards, another detail that you should know is that after the death of William Shakespeare, his plays were collected and compiled and they were published as the first folio. ठीक है, तो first folio पे question आ जाते हैं that when was the first folio published? It was published in the year 1623. ठीक है, now of course with respect to William Shakespeare there are many more details, but let me move further with some famous quotations by William Shakespeare. Now from his play Twelfth Night. ठीक है, Twelfth Night एक बहुत famous quotation है. Quote, if music be the food of love, play on, unquote. ठीक है, if music be the food of love, play on. This is from the play Twelfth Night. It is a comedy. ठीक है, then from his tragedy Hamlet there is also a very famous quotation called, quote, to be or not to be, that is the question, unquote. ठीक है, to be or not to be, that is the question. उसके बाद he has also written histories or historical plays, and one such important play is Henry the Fourth. ठीक है, Henry the Fourth Part 2. इसके दो पार्ट्स हैं, Part 1, Part 2. So Part 2, इसमें एक बड़ा फेमस कोटेशन है, quote, uneasy lies the head that wears a crown, unquote. ठीक है, uneasy lies the head that wears a crown, मतलब ये कि जिसके सर पे क्राउन होता है या ताज होती है उसका सर जो है कभी स्टेबल नहीं रहता, मतलब 50 तरीके के टेंशन प्रॉब्लम्स हमेशा दिमाग में रहेंगी ही रहेंगी. ठीक है, सो ब्रॉडली ये मतलब है कहने का. नाउ लेट मी गिव यू अनदर कोटेशन फ्रॉम वन ऑफ हिज सोनेट्स. दिस इज फ्रॉम सोनेट नंबर 18. ठीक है, कोट, शल आई कंपेयर दी टू अ समर्स डे, थाउ आर्ट मोर लवली एंड मोर टेम्परेट, अनकोट. ठीक है, शल आई कंपेयर दी टू अ समर्स डे, थाउ आर्ट मोर लवली एंड मोर टेम्परेट. एंड लेट मी ऑल्सो टेल यू दैट वन ऑफ हिज कंटेम्पररीज, in particular Ben Jonson. Okay, now Ben Jonson is also famous as a writer. Ben Jonson famously said about Shakespeare that Shakespeare was, quote, was not of an age but for all time, unquote. Okay, was not for an age but for all time, matlab ye ki Shakespeare is not something that will be limited to one era or one age. His ideas, his plays, his relevance will always be there, timelessly relevant, and that is what has happened, right? We see so many Hollywood and Bollywood films made on the adaptations of Shakespearean plays. In our day-to-day speech, in English, so many Shakespearean phrases, words, we use consciously as well as unconsciously, right? So this is the greatness of William Shakespeare. And there are many scholars and writers who say that William Shakespeare was not just a great writer, but the greatest writer of all times. ठीक है, नाउ उसके बाद लेट मी ऑल्सो अगेन एम्फेसाइज द फैक्ट दैट शेक्सपियर वॉज ऑल्सो एन एक्टर. ठीक है, और जिस कंपनी में ये काम करते थे, थिएटर कंपनी में, इट यूज टू परफॉर्म एट अ थिएटर कॉल्ड ग्लोब थिएटर. ठीक है, ग्लोब थिएटर. सो इस थिएटर का नाम आप याद रखना, एंड ऑफकोर्स देर आर सम अदर थिएटर्स ड्यूरिंग द एलिजाबेथन इरा दैट आर ऑल्सो इम्पॉर्टेंट, बट एटलीस्ट समथिंग दैट इज डायरेक्टली कनेक्टेड टू शेक्सपियर यू शुड ऑलवेज रिमेम्बर. ठीक है, आफ्टर दैट ऑल्सो रिमेम्बर दैट मेनी ऑफ द प्लेज ऑफ शेक्सपियर हैव बीन लार्जली रिटन इन आयाम्बिक पेंटामीटर वर्स. ठीक है, आयाम्बिक पेंटामीटर वर्स, ये भी एक फैक्ट है जो कि आपको पता होना चाहिए. ठीक है, उसके बाद एक और आपको फैक्ट बता देता हूं, दैट देर आर अराउंड टू प्लेज बाय विलियम शेक्सपियर that scholars generally think that it was a collaborative effort and that William Shakespeare was a co-author. He didn't write that these two alone, but with the help of some other writer also. So it was a collaborative effort. And they can ask you in the exam the name of these two plays. The first is The Two Noble Kinsmen. Okay, The Two Noble Kinsmen. Ye bahut important hai. And the other one is Edward the Third. Okay, Edward the Third. Now after that, keep in mind that from an exam point of view, you should know the important characters, heroes, heroines, as well as name of the villains in the plays of William Shakespeare. Okay? They can give you match the following type of questions. They can also ask in which play does the character Caliban appear. They can also ask in which play by Shakespeare does the villain named Iago, I-A-G-O, Iago appear. So is tarike ke bhi questions aa sakte hain. That is why it is always a good idea to make a note of the important protagonists, important heroes, heroines, as well as villains and characters in general in the plays of William Shakespeare. Theek hai? So from an exam point of view, keep in mind that William Shakespeare has written comedies, tragedies, as well as historical plays. You should be aware of the important historical plays, important comedies, as well as tragedies. Theek hai? Along with that, some facts about William Shakespeare, the life of William Shakespeare, as well as the writings of William Shakespeare, you should be aware of. After that, some important and famous quotations by William Shakespeare, whether it be from his sonnets, whether it be from his plays, they are also important. Okay? Now let me end by giving you a famous quotation from his play called Antony and Cleopatra, where the character Enobarbus, okay? Enobarbus is a character who is the lieutenant of Antony. He describes Cleopatra. So listen to the description, the beautiful description. Quote, "Age cannot wither her, nor custom stale her infinite variety. Other women cloy the appetites they feed, but she makes hungry where most she satisfies." Unquote. ठीक है? Age cannot wither her, nor custom stale her infinite variety. Other women cloy the appetites they feed, but she makes hungry where most she satisfies. मतलब ये कि other women cloy the appetites. Suppose you are eating too much of salt or sugar or any particular food. तो कुछ देर बाद या कुछ खाने के बाद आपका मन नहीं करेगा. So this is the comparison that Enobarbus is making. That other women cloy the appetites they feed, but she, मतलब Cleopatra, makes hungry where most she satisfies. ठीक है? And this is from the play Antony and Cleopatra. ठीक है?